Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to the Sports Fiend Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and this is my co-host, R. Vance Owens. R. Vance, we back, man. Basically, our summer's over. We had a short summer, you know what I'm saying? Basketball season ended, and the Olympics is about to start. But, man, it's almost preseason, Vance. Football is coming your way, but we got to hit you with some basketball news first. Man, your boy, Russell Westbrook, man. Your new friend, because you left Durant alone. Your new friend, since Durant went to Golden State. Your new friend, Russell Westbrook, signed basically a 2-year extension with the third year being optional, a player option, back with the OKC Thunder. How you feel about that, man? How you feel about your boy, Russell Westbrook, sticking around with OKC?
Well, I'm glad it's some kind of, it's still a competitive left in the NBA. Because it seemed like everybody else wanted to jump ship, like you, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. I can't really say LeBron, but he did jump ship a little bit. But I'm just glad Westbrook stayed. And two years give him a chance to see what Oklahoma City is going to do, if they're going to bring in somebody else. And it gives Oklahoma City a chance if they can't bring in nobody else, they can trade him away for some assets. So it really worked out for both of them. So I like the move. I like the move, and I want to see what Oklahoma City is going to do next year.
I seen a press conference today. I was looking at Russell Westbrook, and they asked Russell Westbrook, does it sting more that he went to the Thunder after y'all up 3-1? And Russell Westbrook's response was, sting for who? It don't sting.
That's right.
And basically, he was telling, like, it don't sting me. We was up 3-1. Like, it's just sting him that he went to go join a team that we were up 3-1 on that he said that we could beat. And then he sent Russell Westbrook a text. Russell Westbrook said he got a text message saying, yo, I'm going to the Warriors. So Durant didn't even call him. He said, yeah, he hit his phone up. Text message? You ain't call him, man. You at least, oh, man, you've been with that man 9 years. Yo, bro, I just feel like I'm not going to win here, so I'm going to Golden State. At least call him. Sending a text message is some, excuse my language for the kids who are listening, some bitch shit. I'm sorry. It's just. It's some business.
But you know,
If
I'm playing you and you beat me, I'm not gonna just jump on your ship just because you beat me. I'm gonna try to beat you again. I wanna play you again so I can beat you. I just don't like the way today's NBA is going.
I don't want to focus on Kevin Durant today because, man, it's all about Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook sounded genius. He's like, you know, and the reason he's signing just a 2-year deal because When his 10-year mark in the NBA hit, he can get 30% of the team salary, 5% of the team salary. So he could sign a 5-year, $204 million deal. That's why it's only 2 years. So when we enter the last year and he can re-up, and he sounded genuine, said he likes Oklahoma, he wants to stick here, he lives in L.A., but he said what he means, and he going to stick with the team that helped him grow as a man. And he wants to win a championship at OKC. I honestly believe that to a degree. I know that things may change radically if they don't get any better, if they don't see that team becoming better, if Freshie can't add any more pieces around him. But right now, to me, he sounds genuine that he wants to win one for OKC, I think he wants to beat Golden State more than anything else in the world right now. Like, he wants to beat them in the playoffs, and he wants to prove to everybody that he is just as good as Kevin Durant or any other player in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, like I said again, though, I'm glad for Russell Westbrook. And, you know, I hope Oklahoma City meets Golden State and beat them. I mean, I'm not really, you know, part of Oklahoma City fan, but I hope they meet them and I hope they beat them. And like Ernest Cannon said today, you know, Russell Westbrook, he said it and he's doing it. He's standing by his word, just like you said. But I think Ernest Cannon's going a little crazy, clowning everybody on the internet, you know, especially with the Jordan man, with the Lakers sweater on. But you know,
he also said that Russell in a press conference today when he inked the new deal, that because that's how Enes Kanter is. Like, y'all just get to see how funny he really is in public, but behind closed doors with the team on a regular basis, he is truly that hilarious on a regular basis. So I guess we just get a glimpse of seeing Enes Kanter, even though he's foreign and the language don't always translate. You can tell that he gets American style culture as far as Twitter and everything else. But, man, football season is upon us, man. The first game Sunday, Colts versus Green Bay, the Hall of Fame game. Man, the NFL season is here, man. How you feel, man?
Man, it snuck up on me, be for real. I didn't even know it was coming up that fast, but I'm glad to see it because, you know, I hate baseball, so I'm glad.
We got something to talk about.
I want to see what the team's going to do, how the players going to, you know, acclimate to the new team.
And we all know that Tom Brady's out 4 games for the first couple of seasons, but that ain't our focus today. What we're going to do leading up to the NFL season, man, we're going to break down each conference, man, for you fans out there that want more football out of us. Hey, all y'all do is talk about basketball. Man, we're going to get y'all a little more NFL. So, man, we're going to start with our preseason breakdown. And the first team we're starting off with, Vance picked it, of course. I said, Vance, what team you want to lead with? He said, let's go with the NFC South. Of course, you know, you Southerners want to start South. So, you know, we're going to start with the NFC South. Vance, we're going to start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, last year, well, Tampa Bay been Tampa Bay for a while. They had the top pick in Jameis Winston a year ago. But this summer, Vance, he come back a different man. Jameis Winston, slimmer, looking fit, looking like he's ready to lead this team. Man, give me your thoughts about Tampa Bay. You know, I feel like they may make some noise in NFC South this year, but NFC South still belongs to Carolina. But Vance, give me your thoughts about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the upcoming NFL season.
With Jameis Winston. And, you know, you got Jameis Winston, you got Vincent Jackson, you got Mike Epps. I mean, you got some core players there on offense. But, you know, I really don't know about the run game. I'm really not sold on Doug Martin. The defense plays good sometimes, don't play good sometimes. I think they need help at cornerback. I know they drafted Vernon Hargrave from Florida. We'll see what he does. I think they need help in the interior line. I know you got Jerry McCoy there, but, you know, sometimes, you know, they get these big runs on them. I think they need to shore up their defensive line and the offensive line because last year, Jameis Winston got touched a little bit too much for me. So I just want to see, you know, how they going to get their offense going because they got the wide receivers. I'm not sold on the running game, but they do have the wide receivers made, though. What you think?
Even though they haven't traded Mike Glennon, which I think that may be down the line, but because you don't want Jameis Winston looking over his shoulder, and he won't be because Mike Glennon ain't that good. But some team would give them a draft pick for him. Maybe you could add a piece next year. I don't see them being no more than win more than 6 games. I would be shocked if they win 8 games this season. Just truly shocked. But, I'm interested in Cameron Brack. I hope I'm saying that great. And Austin Surf and Jenkins, I want them to do a dual tight end. I feel like they will play better instead of just playing one tight end at one time. I want them to see, because those are some really good tight ends. I don't think people understand how good Tampa Bay two tight ends are. Like they could be like, remember the year where they had Gronk on one side and Aaron Hernandez on the other. I ain't saying that those two guys are Gronk or but. That's the feel I have for that team. Like, two tight end sets, big guys can maneuver, can move around. And you already got a big target in Mike Evans. And maybe you get the running game going. But two tight end sets would basically power forwards being guarded by point guards with the corners of being no taller than 6'1", 6 foot. It'll be very interesting. I don't know if they're going to go that route. I don't know their coaching style fit that type of scheme, which it should. But I don't see Tampa Bay winning no more than 6 games, man. It is a hard division to win, especially if you're a new up-and-comer. And in essence, like, if you have to name the quarterbacks in the AFC South, you go, Cam Newton number one, Drew Brees number two. There's a fight for that third spot with Matt Ryan and James Winston. That's a really those are four good quarterbacks any team will take in the NFL. So to say you're going to win that division or become a better team in that division without your defense getting better, your offensive line getting better, and I think more or less Tampa Bay has to get better defensively more than offensively. I feel like they're going to make strides. James Winston is that quarterback. He's a leader. He's the alpha dog on that team, and he's only a second-year player, but they're headed in the right direction. Now, will they get there as Martin Luther King said? I may not get there with you, but I see the promised land. Maybe 5 years down the line, McCam's falling off, James Winston's finally hitting his peak. You may see Tampa Bay be a top team in the AFC South, but right now, I just don't see it for them.
Well, like you said, they need a lot of help. You said Severin Jenkins. You know, Severin Jenkins, he started off good last year, but he kind of tailed off in the end. Maybe that's because, you know, he ain't having enough time to get the ball to him. But I don't know. You say you got him going, what, 6-10?
Mm-hmm.
I got him. I get one more game. I got him going 7-9. Like you said, the defense needs help. If the defense can show up and the offense needs a running game, though. I think if they had a running game and they can sustain the running game, it'll be better off on James and Winston. So if the defense step up and the offensive line does their job, I think they can do better, but I only see them going 7-9, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hard division to win in. I mean, when you start naming quarterbacks in that division, it's just hard for them to truly take a grasp. Now, Vance, we're going to go to the Atlanta Falcons next, man. You know, we got to leave Tampa Bay, and we got to go see what Atlanta doing. Vance, Falcons, they added Dwight Freeney. They had a veteran. I think their core is still strong. I love their coach. You know, was an assistant for the Seattle Seahawks. I think he took that blueprint down there, but I think he's got to get the players he wants in there. I still think they need a leader on the team. I think Julio Jones is a great wide receiver. I don't necessarily trust Matt Ryan. He just isn't that guy that I feel like, oh, he's going to lead my team. Just a guy I can follow. I can take him in the alley and he going to fight. And not telling you quarterback should fight, but you want that guy that's willing to break, that offensive lineman is willing to break his neck for that quarterback, willing to put himself out there for the quarterback. A wide receiver is willing to not get alligator arms when they come across the middle because, you know, next time you're going to hit him just right. I don't feel like Atlanta's that team. I think they have a serious fall-off. I don't see them being better than Tampa Bay. If anything, they're going to have the same record as Tampa Bay. And they're going to have to hit the reset button soon because sooner or later you can't keep saying you have the number two wide receiver in NFL outside of Antonio Brown and Julio Jones and say, hey, we're going to keep being 6-10 or 6 or whatever. I feel like they're only going to win 4 games. I feel like Tampa Bay, Atlanta has a huge fallback. Their defense gets better, but their offense becomes stagnant because they're a one-trick pony now. They only got Julio. I don't see anything else for them. I think Tevin Coleman is going to be a really good third down back. But outside of that, no, I don't see Atlanta being any good this year.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think Atlanta might be better than what you're saying. You said Matt Ryan's a decent quarterback. The NFC South, to me, has four good quarterbacks. Matt Ryan being
they do.
That can be discussed. I mean, I think, you know, it can fluctuate. He can be from 2-4. You know, it just depends on what kind of player you like. You saying Julio Jones is the only one. They got Mohamed Sanu from Cincinnati. I think he's going to come in, and he going to do good because he played decent in Cincinnati. I mean, they let go Devin Heston, so that's the kickoff, man, but they'll find another one. I think they do have two good running backs in Freeman and Coleman. They are set there. really every team in the NFC South can score. We all know that. All that they have good offenses, it's the defense. And I think that Atlanta has helped himself out this year by bringing in some defensive players. They got they already had Beasley, and he has a year in his belt. So I think this year he'll kind of step up a little bit more. They brought in Courtney Upshaw, outside linebacker. They already had Sean Witherspoon. Sean Witherspoon is a great linebacker. They have decent cornerbacks and Trufant and Alford, and then they're bringing back. They're gonna get Jason Collins back after four games. Jalen Collins back after four game suspension. The safeties, I'm not too sure on the safeties, but if the defense shows up, Atlanta's gonna be a decent team this year. Atlanta had a lot of injuries last year, and they just got caught in some games that they just lost. I think they'll have a good year this year. I can't really put a record on them now. I'm gonna have to hold out on that, but I think Atlanta's gonna be a lot better than a lot of people think, though.
I mean, they really have to show me some. I just can't find myself trusting Atlanta. Like I felt like they're always gonna be. It's like having that the girl that the guys date that the girl's dating that guy, and he always tells, baby, I'm gonna do better. Baby, I'm gonna change. I'm gonna do right. And she starts believing, like, yeah, he is starting. He is really doing better. He is really acting right. He is really doing. And all of a sudden, he reverts back. He was doing the things he was before. Yeah, lasts for a little bit. Like Atlanta, the first five games of the season, I could tell you, they don't come out smoking. Oh man,
right.
You go like, man, I was wrong about Atlanta, man. About after the seventh game of the season, from to the end of the season, man, see, they, in memory of Dennis Green, they were who we thought they were. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Dennis Green, he died this summer. But they were who we thought they were. And that's what Atlanta gonna be. Like you ain't gonna finesse me. Atlanta done finessing me. They done finessed me enough for the last couple seasons. You remember that one they was 5-1 and all you like, man, Atlanta the real deal. Atlanta the real deal. Man, Atlanta lost like 18 straight. I'm over exaggerating, but no. They done finessed me too many times, man. Nope. I ain't fooling with Atlanta.
Like I said, though, I think Atlanta going to be better than what you think. I left out a person. They got Tyson Jackson from Denver, the interior lineman. He's going to be, sure up their defense line, too. I'm telling you, Atlanta is going to show you something this year. Like I said, I can't put a record on them. You're not going to put me on saying, I think Atlanta going to go 10-6. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say Atlanta going to be a lot better. Atlanta going to be a lot better than what you think.
No, put yourself out there. Put yourself out there because you know why? You know why? You done being finessed too. They done finessed you. So you done being finessed. Look,
I mean,
you
the NFC South, I'm going to tell you like this. NFC South, it fluctuates. I mean, New Orleans will win 1 year, then Atlanta win, then Carolina win, and just back and forth. So you never know how this going to go. You just never know until you get in the season. That's why I don't really want to put a number on it. I know Tampa Bay not going to win. That's the only team I know not going to win. But I just can't really put a number on them right now, though. But they're going to be a lot better.
All right, man. Now we headed to the end, though, baby. We're going to get us some fried fritters, man. We're going to get us, some beignets. Man, New Orleans, man, they got Drew Brees. They got Cook. I mean, they don't have a tight end no more. Man, I still think this is going to be the second best team in the NFC South. I feel like it's going to go Tampa. It may be Atlanta, Tampa Bay, but New Orleans is out right now as the number two team in the NFC South. They missed a few pieces. Yeah, they missed Jimmy Graham. But for some odd way, I feel like Sean Payton add some pieces to this, and he keeps that the second, what I call him the second best team on turf or in the dome. Like, they remind me of the Rams, just a watered down version without Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. Now you talking about a team that's just up in the air. It's New Orleans Saints. I mean, you're bringing back Drew Brees. Okay, you know what Drew Brees is going to give. Mark Ingram had a couple. These last 2 years have been pretty decent for him. C.J. Spiller, you know what you're going to get from him. Returns, you know, you catch some ball out the backfield. But on the, at the wide receiver, I mean, now Brandon Cooks is your number one receiver. Can Brandon Cooks be the number one receiver? I know they're probably trying to see where Antonio Brown is the number one receiver in Pittsburgh. He's kind of like he fits that mold of Antonio Brown, but I really don't know. Can Brandon Cooks be that number one man? Now you rely on him and Willie Snead. Willie Snead, I mean, he can catch a ball.
Willie Snead's the business.
After the catch, what bothers me with Willie Snead, I mean, I don't see him picking up any yards after the catch. As far as Coley Fleener, at tight end, I mean, he really never do nothing with the Colts. I mean, he came in with his college quarterback, you know. That should have been, you know, they've been familiar with each other over the years. He didn't do anything with the Colts. Indiana ain't won, so hey, I'm just saying.
I kind of feel a little different about that situation, only because I live in Indiana, and I don't like Chuck Pagano. So I mean, in the scheme and the plays that they ran, I feel like you may see a different Coby Flynn with the Saints. That you might. While we had it, like, Indiana's always that thing, like, you get a player, you give him away. Like, we didn't fully appreciate Marshall Faulk when he was here. When we got to the Rams, he became a whole different player. I feel like I ain't saying that Coby Flynn is going to be like the Marshall Faulk with the tight end.
I was just about to say,
I'm just saying that people are like, well, maybe we didn't use him right here. Like, it's always a team. You always get that player and you have him on your team, like, man, he ain't no good. He go to a different team and ball out. It's like Coby Flynn was ugly in Indiana. Man, he went down to New Orleans, got some veneers. He got him some new hair. He got some Just For Me. He done darkened the beard up. He was graying early. He done got him some Just For Men, darkened the beard up. He started working out, lost 20 pounds. And he was like, oh, when I had you didn't even look right now. Coby Flynn, cold out here in these streets. Trying to give him a bad little thing. That's how I feel New Orleans is going to be good. But yeah, and plus, you know, Indiana is just a different town and maybe a warm environment, a different environment. And maybe he got too comfortable with Andrew Luck. But Sean Payton's offense is going to run you ragged. He's going to spread that field. He's going to have you moving. And he's going to do what fits you best. But whatever you're good at, he's going to put that in his offense for you. And, man, I just feel like, you know, the Saints are going to have a new life this year. Yeah, they had a down year. And they don't finesse me. I feel like they had bad moments, you know, where they don't really know what they're doing with their team as far as, like, GM-wise. And they don't know what direction they're going. Now I feel like they have a direction. Like, they're trying to fix that defense because they can't stop nobody from scoring. And that's always been a problem with the NFC South. But
But
this year, I like Coby Flynn. I like Cook. And I think Cook is going to be, like, that breakout guy this year. He's going to be that, like, I didn't know he was that good. Like, once we start seeing more NFC style, you were like, man, I didn't know these teams were this good. Well, you knew the Saints were good. You knew Carolina was good. But I'm talking about Tampa Bay really going to make that team. Like, the two best teams, I feel like the two best conferences this year, I guess you could say they're somewhat young, not as young as the other ones. AFC South and the NFC South are probably the two of the toughest conferences in NFL this upcoming season. And they have both conferences that have poor quarterbacks, you'll take any day of the week. Both of them do. And we'll get to the AFC South later. But I'm just saying, to me, those are the two best conferences that's going to be in the NFL this year. Point blank, period.
Well, we'll see. Because now, you like to say, you know, you stuck on Tampa Bay. You don't think Tampa Bay going to do anything. I'm just not sold on the Saints. Like I said, I don't think the defense is one of the offense always going to be there. They always come up with players that, you know, show up. I don't believe in Coby Flynn, but I'm just looking at the defensive line. And I just don't see it outside of Cameron Jordan. I don't see it. I don't see him at linebacker. I just don't see anything the Saints got on defense except Cameron Jordan and maybe Kenny Vaccaro. Because Justin Bird, he's been a letdown since he came from Buffalo. So I'm just not sold on the Saints, man.
All right, Vance. Now, last but not least, because we saved the best for last, NFC South champion, Super Bowl runner-up, no disrespect, this one, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Man, they run away with this conference again, man. But the only issue, and not to jump on the issues, but, I mean, they're the champs of the conference until somebody knocks you down. I'm always saying, you're the champ until somebody take you off that throne or kick you off that mountain. We play king of the mountain. And right now, they're the kings of the NFC until somebody knock them off their perch. But Carolina has some issues. They lost Josh Norman, and they may start two rookie cornerbacks this season. That's the rumor I'm hearing out of Carolina. They may start two rookie cornerbacks this season, and that's not a good thing. I mean, the defensive core together. Huge problem.
That's a real problem. Like you said, they may start two rookie cornerbacks this year. That's a real problem in the NFL. I mean, I know that defensive line is pretty good. Linebackers are excellent. But, you know, and that's going to help out, you know, because with a rush, you get the ball out of their hands a little faster. But starting two rookie cornerbacks, losing Josh Norman is a big deal. I don't think they really realize, I mean, how good Josh Norman is, but they're going to realize when Josh Norman is not there. But as far as the offense, I mean, they got Kevin Benjamin back. They got Devin Funches got a year on his belt. You know what Ted Ginn going to do. I think they're pretty solid at wide receiver. I mean, they got Greg Olsen.
Pretty solid. They went to the Super Bowl without
Calvin.
If they had Calvin Benjamin on one side, like on the Super Bowl, the only person they really never had to worry about was Greg Olsen and Ted Ginn. I promise.
The offensive line ain't show up in the Super Bowl. He ain't have time to throw the ball. I mean, it was in the backfield. Someone said, "Hey, look who won MVP for the Super Bowl." Who won MVP for the Super Bowl? Tell me who it was.
Von Miller,
defensive lineman. I mean, was a linebacker. Von Miller's in the backfield almost every play. I mean, you gotta look at it. The offensive line, they played decent the year, but in the Super Bowl they ain't show up. So, you know, you got to tie up that. So, that negates some offense right there. So, yeah, Kevin Benjamin coming back. And like I said, Devin Funches got a year on his belt. But like you said,
getting better,
football, they
getting
wouldn't worry about
getting,
it.
Getting more comfortable. He is getting more comfortable. I thought Devin Funches was a stud at Michigan. And I was like, man, he's going to be a really good tight end. And when they converted him to wide receiver, he may be an even better wide receiver. Like, the kid is 6'5". Like, you got to think about Carolina's big. Like, Greg Olsen, 6'5". Devin Funches, 6'5". Calvin Benjamin, 6'5". Stephen Kelly from Georgia Tech, 6'5". Now, if Stephen Kelly can start playing a little better, Stephen Hill, may have one of the best wide receiver, tall core, in the NFL, period.
I'll give it to you. They have
May.
I just can't put them up there like that now.
I said May. I didn't say they did. They said they may.
But like I said, I think that starting those two rookie cornerbacks, if that's the way they're going to go, that's going to be a serious problem. I like Shaq Thompson at the linebacker position. You know Kinkley, you know him and Davis gonna get you. The defensive line. I really don't see any standout stars on the defensive line, but they held up last year. Charles Johnson did pretty good, but other than that, you know, the rush is really from the linebacker core. I'm not sold on the running back. I'm not sold on Jonathan Stewart. I mean, he really didn't play that good in the Super Bowl. He never played that good. He's injury prone. I mean, you got Curtis Artis Payne, Cameron Artis Payne backing him up. I'm not sold on him either. So really and truly, you know, I see some holes in Carolina, but they do have a great defense other than the cornerback position. Cam Newton is going to, you know, make some plays for you. They do have big wide receivers. So, you know, and then they did make the Super Bowl last year. So I think they will probably win their conference again. I don't know how far they're going to go. We'll see as the year goes how Carolina does. But I do have them win the NFC South this year.
But I don't. So I mean, the top team is going to be Carolina, and then the second team, I got Saints 13, Tampa Bay 14, Atlanta. Atlanta going to have to show me something. You ain't going to finesse me. You got to show me. You got to show me you love me, Atlanta. Show me the love. You got to show me the love, Atlanta.
Oh yeah, I got Carolina coming out, and after Carolina, to me, it's really a coin toss. You never know what these other teams gonna do. Atlanta and Tampa Bay didn't really have a good season last year. New Orleans was kind of on the fringe of stuff, but like I said, New Orleans really hit the reset button on their wide receivers. They need some defense badly, so I'm not sold on New Orleans. Only team I'm really sold on is Carolina Panthers. That's why they will win NFC South again this year.
All right, Vance, man, that is all we have for the show today. If we missed anything, guys, hit us up on my Twitter, Ian Sports Mind or Ian or at SloanU, SLOANU, and Vance is gonna get a Twitter. We ain't figured out how, but we're gonna let y'all decide
this
Vance's Twitter handle. Yo, send me your ideas of R. Vance's Twitter handle. He's from Mississippi. Give me anything, man. Anything you can think of that's cool for his Twitter handle. Vance, that's your name if you didn't know what Twitter handle means. But, and then we're gonna figure out Vance's Twitter name, man. All right? Yo, peace and love. We're going to pick a whole new team. Vance is going to pick the next team in our next Thursday's, Tuesday's. Tuesday's, preseason breakdown of each conference. So, peace and love, and we're going to give you some also Olympic news as far as the USA team is concerned. I know Vance don't want to talk about the USA Olympic team because Durant's on it, but we're going to get it in there. All right, peace and love. We out.